Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is show 400.
Yay.
I, of course, wasn't aware of that at all. Other podcasts go, hey, Tony, show 400. Oh, yeah. Show 400. Yeah, show 400. I just don't give a fuck, really. We just, it's just the latest one, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know we had big plans for it, but this, I'm sworn earlier, this might be a sweary show this week. This is Them Lost Cassettes, HD1. Listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Although I was tempted to say, thanks for doing a shite job.
Why?
Not because you have, just because of a message I got from the lovely Helen in Marseille saying, say thanks to Tony for doing such a great job in the beds, and I thought I'd spend a week telling you you were rubbish at them, but I'm not going to. That was Them Lost Cassettes, Tony. I'm calling them Lost Cassettes, because I know them as Lost Cassettes, but I think they've gone under both names. What I do know is they're from Huddersfield.
Okay.
Right. What is their Facebook page?
facebook.com/LostCassettes.
Nah, it's one of those really long ones, mate, with loads of numbers and names forward slashes and things and all sorts. Type in Lost Cassettes to Facebook, you'll find them. That's the best thing to do. I'll read it out if you like.
Nah. They can do a bit of work. You can type it in.
Yeah, yeah. Just type in... Look, if you type in Them Lost Cassettes to Google, you'll find them. And a great band. Really, really good. And, oh, who let me know about them? Malcolm Parry, I think. Thanks to Malcolm for letting me know about them. I think it was Malcolm. And we played a track by them before, and I'd like to play more in the future. But I think at the moment they've only got an EP out. So when they get an album out, well, maybe we'll... Or whatever young people call them these days. Maybe we'll play some more in the future. Top track, anyway. Poorly being Internet 1, Tony Neil. I've got some additional material for this amazing show 400.
Show 400.
That's no different to any other one.
Yeah.
The music's good. So, yeah. It's just similar. I did have plans for it. I would plan to do a competition.
Yeah.
But I'm going to save the competition for a couple of weeks because I'm waiting on one or two other things to go in it. And I didn't want to do half a prize. Do you know what I mean?
Save for the birthday show.
Oh, fuck. When's that?
End of June?
Something like that.
June-ish? Right. Yeah, okay.
June, July, is it? I don't know.
Like anyway.
Right, so anyway, I like it when you send me poems. And thanks to Big Papa Bear, who has. If you have a poem for me, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner. There he goes. Allegedly, this is called Allegedly. Allegedly, the pop star Dane Bowers doesn't woo girls with chockies and flowers. He whips out his cock, causing a shock, and tries to get bummed in the showers, allegedly. Just a rumour I heard, probably not true. Love to your mothers, Big Papa Bear.
Nice.
Thanks very much. And we've also got a joke through for Comedy Suburbs. If you have a joke please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Typing your email, Cobbley Suburbs. I have a feeling we've read this joke out before, but obviously they go round the cyclical, aren't they? And I like it. Here goes. So this is from this is from Gregory Cooper.
Okay.
There's a Paul. What's the difference between jam and marmalade?
Don't know.
You can't marmalade your cock up a girl's ass. Right now,
I've not heard that one before.
Technically, you can.
Oh, what was that? I said I've not heard that one before.
Haven't you? Oh, maybe I've just heard it elsewhere. But it is a very good joke. And if you've been listening in recent weeks, you know I've been trying to cut back the swearing. It's all gone to pot this week, hasn't it? One last thing to read out in this bit from MJ Arnold. Thanks very much for this. It says, congrats on the 400th show. This is MJ here, representing the lonely Zune listeners. Love the show and hope to hear 400 more episodes. I don't even know what Zune is.
This is the Microsoft iTunes platform thingy, I believe.
Yeah, I'm still none the wiser.
Exactly.
Right, but anyway, thank you very much for taking the trouble to go to all that way to develop something like that just so you can listen to us on it. You could just website. Track two coming up right now, Tone. I'm not letting you down with the music this week. I know I said, it ain't a special show, but this is a special band, King Salami and the Cumberland Three. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ King Salami and the Cumberland Three.
It is, and is it the word three or the numeric three?
Numeric three.
It is indeed. It's Tony One, probably being Internet One. This is the opening track from their latest album, Cooking Up a Party, one of my favourite bands ever. This is King Salami and the Cumberland Three and Prissy Prissy.
Let's start a little happy fun now.
Hey, listen, listen, please don't pass me by. Hey, listen, listen, please don't pass me by. I said you bet, oh, hey, I'll make your smile.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a cack job on the beds this week, Tony.
You're sorry about that.
King Salami coming through, and hello to Eric Baconstrip, their drummer, their brilliant, brilliant man, who is French but prefers to be a Londoner. I think they're gigging in France, not half the weekend. I think they're doing Thursday, Friday, and they're back to do a garage festival on Saturday in south of London. I think it's Surrey. I haven't got the information, sorry, but anyway, type in King Salami and the Cumberland Three to the internet, you'll find out what they're doing, and they are brilliant. If you're in France, check them out. I know France is quite a big place. I believe it has the same population as the UK with 2.5 times the living area. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's why they've got more room for farms. Anyway, there's an interesting fact for you. Have you got any Facebook comments, boys?
I do.
Brilliant.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like our page, leave us a comment, and read them out. Thanks for all comments received and all that. Just got two this week. First up, from Skid. He was just saying Skid's having a punky radio renaissance. Can't stop listening. Good stuff again. Thanks, Skid. Good
yeah,
to know
you
back.
Thank you very much, Skid. He's quite clearly back on the bottle.
Yep.
Hello, mate. How are you doing?
Yeah. And a comment from Ben Hanna. He says, great show, guys. Thanks for the play of Acid Drop. I've never listened to the show before, but I couldn't stop listening. Paul, did you have a cold by any chance? I couldn't work it out. Seriously, though, get better soon and keep up the good work. Ben at Acid Drop.
Thank you, Ben. And yeah, that's a fantastic new album, and I'm sure that our listeners are looking forward to it coming out, which I think is on 25th of July, is it?
Don't know.
It's quite away from that, anyway. Or it's out in July, but it's available for pre-order, I think, from the end of this month. So yeah, do check out Acid Drop. We'll play another track of theirs in future weeks. And thanks, Ben. That's it, is it?
That's it.
Right, I'll get on the next track then. We're playing a few tracks off our new friend Slovenly's label this week. This is one of them. A band called The Spits. I'll tell you about them after you've heard this. This is a right weird track. Take Back the Alley. You're listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing a particularly rubbish job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's quite okay.
This is a good... Actually, Desoros, this bed, is a good one to follow that track. This is weird as well. It's a band called The Spits. They've been around for years. They're legends on the garage punk and punk circuit. That's off there. They've reissued the first two albums, which were self-titled The Spits and The Spits. And this is one, The Spits Volume 2. And do check them out. Best way to do that right now is go via their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/thespits.
It is indeed. Tony 2 probably be an internet one. There's not a Facebookery on the first half of this show. Did you do anything last week?
No, didn't end up doing anything, unfortunately. I ended up working most of the bank holiday weekend.
Oh, did you? I thought you were going to go away.
We were going to, but then just ended up working at the end of it. But we're all cracking on with the kitchen and everything. Got lots of things happening, so it'll all pan out.
All right.
Pan out. Be going to be a very busy May.
That's an unfortunate turn of phrase. I had my gigs in Hitchin, Letchworth and Baldock, and they were all brilliant. Thanks to everyone who came down. Particular thanks to Nick Doody on Friday and Saturday, who was brilliant, and Richard Morton, who was different class on Sunday. Richard Morton of the Rich Morton Sound, that is a bed that we have on the show. He's brought out Volume 2.
All right.
It's a very, very cool. Oh, he's about, he's at the manufacturers. He was saying it's a very convoluted. It was the songs made for sequels of movies that were never made.
Right. Okay.
He's a bizarre character. But he's going to, the last one was great. He's going to be fantastic. And he's promised us two copies. So we should have one for competition as well, which is another reason why I'm holding off this comp. But that might be for a later date. We'll sort it out.
One of my favourite beds. I like the bed.
It's excellent, isn't it? It's really, really good. And the CD is still available. And it's certainly available at iTunes. Type in The Rich Morton Sound or Rich Morton Sound and you will find it in Google. Now then, on Sunday... No, not Sunday. Yesterday, Monday. Hmm. It was my friend Nick's birthday. Now, she's called Nick Edwards, and that's very, very handy for me. It's an easy name to remember. And she said, do you fancy coming down the park? Listen to this. Here's something I never do or never want to, but she doesn't know me well enough. I think she sent out a text to loads of people, and she replied, surprised when I replied. But she said, would you like to come down the park and sit and listen to people playing acoustic guitars? And having fruit. I went, yeah. Oh, man. It was, I was really lucky. Now, you have to be careful in the current climate when you say the following line, but I was really lucky that someone was there with her 6 or 7 year old daughter.
Right.
It meant, because there was a playground in the park, that when they put up the acoustic guitars, I said to her, do you want to go and play on the swing? She went, yeah. So we went, while they were singing to each other, we went on the things, and I only made her cry once. Well, she says, spin me faster. So I spun her faster, and she fell off the roundabout thing and massively did a knee in. you said, oh, my mummy, off we go. So we had to walk back. Fortunately, I'd missed all the music by then, and I didn't have to face the music. They said, oh, she's always falling off things, don't worry about it. So it was all right, it was good fun. And then we went out down the Vic at night, and then... I went back to Hitchin Railway Station to get the train back to Lexworth, and while I was standing for the 12:17 train, there's this chav kid on this bike said, hey mate, you got a fag? Alright, you alright? I gave him a cigarette, and he goes, oh, I've got nowhere to stay tonight. I went, that's tough. He said, yeah, my family live in Lexworth. I went, why don't you go back there? He said, oh, because my sister's got a baby and I wake him up. I went, oh, that's a shame. He says, I'll probably have to cycle back to Nebworth. I went, yeah, you probably will. I thought, cheeky bastard wants to stay at my house. So I just had to stall him till the train came and then jump on it. It was quite funny, really. Right, we're going to play you 2 songs in a row now.
Okay.
All right. Stay out for one of my new favourite bands that were kind of old, new, sort of, they're around again band sort of thing. It's called Comedina 3, who are Greek garage punk. But before that, Hot Fetish Divas. We played a couple of tracks from Hot Fetish Divas, but we haven't played this opening track by them. It's absolutely brilliant. What I want to know is, what is, again, another Facebook, what is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Hot Fetish Divas.
It is indeed. It's Tony 3, Paulie Being Internet 1, My Heroine.
Yeah.
red like a shot fox.
You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
It's okay.
That was a band called Comodina 3 and a track called Vavora and Ohi Punk, I think. They're a top band. I think I gave you all the bits and bobs on them a couple of weeks ago. So if you do want to find out all about them, you'll have to listen to an old punky or check out their Facebook page, which is...
Facebook.com/Comodina3
No, Facebook.com/Comodina. K-O-M-O-D-I-N-A. Paul, have you been in set 2, Tony 3. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That must mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12. Yep, another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar Club. Still where it was. And there was something on Sunday. So here we go. Friday night, 10th of May, Chris Pope. Food. Candy Heads. 16 Guns and a late set from the legendary Groovy Man. It's a London calling night. So, punky nice. Seal of approval.
Yeah, absolutely.
How much is on a Friday evening?
£6.
It is. Saturday night, 11th of May. Goldblade. Quixotic. Seek and Destroy.
Quixotic, yeah.
Yeah. Seek and Destroy and more acts to be confirmed. Yeah, so it sounds like it's going to be a big night. How much
it's just going to be brilliant. Goldblade in a room that size is going to be amazing.
And it's London Calling again.
So it's just, it's a London Calling weekend. And Goldblade are terrific. If you haven't seen Goldblade as opposed to Coldplay, if you haven't seen Goldblade before, watch them live. They're absolutely amazing. They're a brilliant, brilliant band. Wow, I don't know. Am I going £6 here? Am I going more? No, £6.
£8 on the door, £7 in advance.
Oh, fair enough. Well, yeah, it's worth the extra.
It's Goldblade, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Goldblade. Yeah, absolutely brilliant.
And Sunday night.
Oh, and hello to John Robb.
Yes.
Yeah, hello, John.
Sunday night, Carhu and Summer. No more information than that, I'm afraid. But Sunday night, you know, is it Sunday evening?
90p.
Hmm?
90p.
£5.
Oh, I was nowhere this week. I was out of that one with the gold blade. I never had a chance, did I?
But yeah, that's it for gigs.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. I might play a gold blade track next week.
That'd be nice.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
If I'd known that they were doing something this week in advance, I might have done this week. But yeah, we haven't played Goldblade in a while, have we? I think they've got some new material out, but
I think Captain Oi.
Yeah. Well, the last one was, but I don't know whether. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. They might have. We'll find something. Right then. So, another track now. Lost Vigilantes, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Who, again, we've played before. These are also via Slovenly Records. And hello to Bazooka Joe. You've been a top man at the moment. What is Los Vigilantes' website?
LosVigilantes.com?
No, LosVigilantesPR.com. Has it poorly been instead? 3, Tony 3. This is all turned around, isn't it? Hey? 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 How about that? Valvera. We'll be right back.
Jam Jouster.
You're listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now, thanks to being such a tawdry job of the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Los Vigilantes there, and again, hopefully we will play more from them in future weeks as well. I'm, do you know what? I'm loving the music this week, Tony.
Good.
It's a great 400th edition.
Yes, yeah, show 400. Oh.
If you think you've listened to all 400 shows, email poorlybe at punkyradio.com and I'll send you an email back saying, you twat. Are you doing anything this week?
No. A lot of work, but no, nothing else. Yourself?
I've got a big weekend this week, mate. Big weekend. It's the finals of my last minute comedy New Comedian of the Year competition in the West and Southwest. And on Friday night, we're at the Howard. I'm taking six acts down, and the same acts then go to Holdsworthy in Devon on the Saturday, and we have a day off on Sunday. And then on Monday, we're at, I think it's called the People's Theatre in Tiverton. And it's going to be three great shows. I say six fantastic acts. If you are in the area, I'm afraid I don't have website details for any of the shows because they're not my promotions. But if you do type in subscription rooms, you'll find Stroud on. If you type in either Ha Ha Holdsworthy or Market In Holdsworthy, you'll find the information out for that show. And if you type in Last Minute Comedy Awards, I think they've called the show Last Minute Comedy Awards in Tiverton, you'll find that as well. And at the Tiverton show, we're going to be seeing our mate Simon. Simon Knott from Simon Says.
Oh, okay.
Who lives that way, and he's down as attending, and I hope he does come. It'll be really nice seeing him, as he's sent us so much. In fact, he sent us the next track we're playing, Tony.
Alright.
I've just realised. That's handy, isn't it? You can see how we've got to 400 shows with this kind of natural linkage. Sorry to use the word linkage with your tone. So yeah, might as well say bye, Simon Says. Now again, it means I think this is People Like You Records, but it might be I Sold My Soul Media. I keep getting confused. I think these are on People Like You Records, a band called Bloodlights, Tony.
Okay.
And we'll have a chat about them after we've heard this. This is Sure Shot.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing a pathetically bad job on the beds this week, Tony.
Sorry.
I don't think you are. that was Bloodlights and a track called Sure Shot from their latest album. What is their website?
Bloodlights.com.
It is. It's Tony 4, Paulie Bean Internet 3. Now then, have you got a twat?
No.
Knickers.
Yeah.
I'd just like to re-ask.
Yes. If you do have a twat anomaly, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. All twats receive with thanks. Please do email me through. We do enjoy the feature. We do enjoy reading the twats out. And again, we'd like to see the twats in this world exposed for the twats they are.
I do like an exposed twat.
Exactly. But we need your help to do it.
Oh, and I have to say happy birthday to Nick.
Okay.
Because she said she'd never listened to the show before, and she wouldn't unless I said happy birthday. But she had to tell me the minute that I said happy birthday to her, so that she didn't have to listen to the rest of the show, because obviously she likes acoustic rubbish.
Right.
So we've done it in the last section. I've just realised I'm not going to tell her. I said, oh, I can't remember, you have to listen to it. I was going to say something then. Oh yeah, if you don't provide us with a twat, we'll have to do something else in this bit. And what I was thinking was we could recreate the whole of Les Miserables on the spoons.
When were you thinking this?
Well, not right now, we have to rehearse.
Right.
Yeah, so that's a threat.
If that is a threat.
If you don't get a twat, we're going to recreate an entire 3-hour West End production and movie on the spoons. And it'll be your fault, listeners. So send us your twat so it happens.
Please do, because that means we'll actually have to learn it first and watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean, I know nothing about it. I've never seen it. I know nothing.
Nope.
But it would be a challenge. If you would like to hear me and Tony perform the entire, what was your name, musical, opera, Les Mis, on the spoons, email paulieb@punkyradio.com and I'll send you a reply telling you to fuck the fuck off. Right, last track this week is from, again, one of my favourite bands. I saw this band perform, another great live act called The Rippers, who I saw in Sardinia. When I went to a music festival there, and they were brilliant, and this has come through again from Slovenly Records, I think. Their latest album is out right now, and this is the track from it. Tony, what is The Rippers' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheRippers?
No, MySpace.com/ The Rippers in Action, which means that it's Tony 4, probably the Internet 4, on our 400th show.
Hey.
Four! I was going home.
Going out, I was going out, yeah. Last time I seen him, when I was going out, I was going out. It's time to tell me when.
That was the Rippers, Tony. That's about it for this week's show. Perhaps you could remind people of... What do you think? Should we do... Yeah, the online stations that carry us against their better judgment.
Yeah, we are on the Internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Pudunk Radio, podunkradio.com. And finally, we're on Galactic World Radio, galacticworldradio.com.
And thank you to all of you for carrying this show. We do really, really appreciate it. Please do get your twats into Tony, otherwise you know what might happen. I look forward to seeing some of you in the West and Southwest this weekend. Other than that, all this episode is say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apu! Apu!
Bunch of guns, yeah.